Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hey there, this is David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited. I am a real estate investor, and you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. So glad to have you with me. I'm really excited to share my guest with you today. I've got Adrian Johnson on the line. He was doing the Dave Ramsey thing with his investing. He was going to pay off his house and thought over the next 15 years, I can buy, say, 7 houses, all cash, Dave Ramsey style, and then I'll be getting close to retirement. Instead, he joined Lifestyles Unlimited. He bought 7 houses in 12 months. He bought 6 of those actually in 5 months and retired his wife from a close to 6-figure income so that she could stay home with the kids. I mean, just an amazing story. And I bring these kind of stories every week, and I'm really excited to have him. Adrian, so glad you're with us today. I want our audience to get to know you for just a minute. Tell us about you, your background, who you are outside of real estate investing, and where you're from, what life is for you.
Appreciate it. It was actually 5 houses in one day, but, you know, hey, probably could have did 6.
Well, no, I said 6 in 5 months. 6 in 5 months.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I left out of the part 5 in one day. Okay, yeah, you're very aggressive.
Yeah, we did 5 in one day. I misunderstood you. But, my wife was in IT, like you say, close to 6-figure, and I'm a teacher. And so just some things about me, you know, like this past year I was Teacher of the Year. You know, I like to think of myself as an amazing teacher. You know, I was, we actually wrote me and my students wrote a book. They did the illustrations, and we kind of put together, you know, the little sentence stems for the actual book. And, you know, just, you know, being a teacher is very fun, and it was about the COVID, not in my lifetime, so we kind of capitalized on the things that happened during COVID. So it's just, you know, being a teacher has been amazing, and I've been in the profession about 17 years.
Wow, that's tremendous. And congratulations on Teacher of the Year. That's remarkable. And you're in the DFW area, correct?
Yeah. I worked several school districts in the DFW area, so, yep.
Well, good. Well, so tell us, what were you doing for investing? What was kind of your investment retirement game plan before you heard about Lifestyles?
Well, let me tell you. So basically, Dave Ramsey bought a house, ended up getting married. In the first 2 years of marriage, we paid off that house, about $90,000. And we bought another house a few years later, paid off that one in less than 3 years. And so basically, you know, I realized that, guess what? I still had to go to work. So we had one son, and we were getting ready to have our second son. And so my wife kind of wanted to stay at home. And then I was also thinking about a way to retire. And that's where the, you know, I came with the strategy. I was like, I'll buy a house, pay it off. And, you know, in 15 years, I'll have 7.
Right.
4 houses. And so, I thought about Lifestyles. I went to the...
How did you even hear about Lifestyles? How did you hear about Lifestyles?
This is the funniest thing, and I left this out. I was just thinking about this. In 2013, heard about, I came to the little free 2-hour workshop, walked away thinking this was great, I should do it, but I'm not right now. I would be like a multimillionaire.
If you had started the first time.
Yeah. So, you know, and I just walked away from it, and it just came back to my remembrance. And I was like, let me check this out again, you know? And so I went and said, man, this is fantastic. So I went to the 2-day while my wife watched our son, first son. And so she went.
And
2017.
Yeah. Pause right there for just a second. So,
okay.
Folks that are listening, that 2-day class, that's where we teach you everything about single family and multifamily investing. And it's 2-day. We do it in person. We also do it online, live online. And we also do a 4-part that takes place on a Tuesday and Wednesday night from 7:30 to 10:30 for people that maybe don't have the opportunity to give up a Saturday and Sunday. So That is the big deal. And so tell us about attending that 2 day. What were kind of the big aha moments for you?
Well, let me say this right before I say that. Basically, you know, because I was, you know, like I say, going to walk away. My wife was walking away from almost six-figure income. So, mm-hmm. and everybody that was looking at her was like, but your husband's a teacher. And rightfully so, because, you know, I was making 4K and low 4K. And you know, insurance is like $1,400. So we were going to be going to $3,000. You know what I mean?
Right.
$3,000. So, and now let me come back to the 2 day. So when I attended the 2 day, the aha moments was the cash flow, you know, because like I said, we had to pay for a rental, and it, we knew it worked. The system worked. It's just the
right.
How could we do it the best way? So the aha moment for me was the cash flow. And so my wife went, like I said, the next month, and the aha moment with her was like, oh my gosh, this is, you know, what we need. Now she's pregnant. She's 7 months, and you know, a pregnant. A woman that's 7 months pregnant is probably not going to want to sit, you know, in a seminar for 2 days all day. And I'm
right, 8 hours both days.
Yeah, and so the first day she's a lot of people may know David Fisher. He teaches the workshops in this area, and so she gives him the phone. She tells him, convince my husband for us to sign up while I go use the restroom. You know, and I'm like, why? She's going to give her phone to this stranger. No.
and he is a strange he is a strange guy. He's an amazing teacher, and he's a strange guy.
Yeah, so, you know, so that's how exciting it was. I mean, she was, you know, just excited about it. So, you know, her thing was the multifamily. She's always wanted to do multifamily real estate, and we would have went straight to multifamily. But like I said, I needed the cash flow because she wanted to come out, you know, for almost 2 years to raise our 2 sons.
Pause right there for just a minute, because we're fixing to go into the break, and okay. I want to go right back, and it would come to the other side. And as folks are listening, he just talked about the free workshop. If you'll go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com, you can sign up. I'm actually teaching this Thursday night, July 29th at 8:30 Central Time. We have a couple more during the week as well, but if you want to see me in person, you can see me at 8:30 Thursday night. It'd be a great time, and we'll teach you the 5 ways we make money from real estate. So hang on through the break. We're going to hear some more from Adrian Johnson.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. Connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas. Go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com.
I don't know which one bums you out more, the little wheel, you get in the little wheel and run, or the cubicle. Go to your prison cubicle. Think about being in prison every day. What do? You get up every day and stand in your cubicle. Maybe sit in your cubicle. What do you do when you go to work every day? Go to the cubicle. Phew. I couldn't put up with it when I was there. I had to get out.
Ready to get out too? Learn how at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Hey, this is David Ruzicka with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, working on your financial freedom. I'm so excited to be with you today and have Adrian Johnson with me. He was Teacher of the Year last year in the DFW area. He retired his wife from an almost six-figure income in 1 year. Now, we tell you at the free workshop that we do, introductory workshop, that we retire folks in 5 years instead of 40. For Adrian, it was 1 year for his wife. And that's just the power of real estate investing. And it's because you make money in so many different ways, and especially from the cash flow. We always say, actually, one of Dell's number one rules is you must have cash flow. And so let's hear some more from Adrian. So, Adrian, you went to the two-day class. Your wife said, you gave your phone to David Fisher, who was teaching, and said, convince my husband to sign up, get him going right now. And so you walk out of that. What was the first thing you did after attending? And let me repeat that for folks. In that two-day class, we teach you how to locate, negotiate, rehab, lease, and manage single-family properties and multifamily properties. So we tell you from A to Z everything you need to know. So what was your first step after walking out of that class for you and your wife?
Man.
And by the way, and she's what, seven? She's 7 months pregnant at that point?
She's around, 7 months. We have the baby in April, so whatever April 6th, so whatever that was, probably around 7 months or so.
Okay.
And so, we have the meeting we decided to refinance our houses. We cashed out like a 401k.
And you had two fully paid, 100% paid off houses at that point.
Oh yeah. We paid them off, and we were big time Dave Ramsey. Yeah,
and one of them was a rental, and you had okay experience with that rental, just doing that on your own, right?
Yeah, well, when we bought our second house, the realtor turned us on to a person that was managing some of her houses, and uh-huh. So we just used them to manage ours,
Sure.
And so over the years, just probably like 5 or so years, great success on that one house. So
yeah,
kept bringing us money every month. So
okay.
So we knew it.
So
worked, you know.
So you pulled the cash out of those two houses, and what was your next step after that?
Okay, so basically we pulled the cash out for the retirement and everything, and we had about $350K, and we took that and we bought the first house the day before our son was born. So April the 5th, we bought a house. April the 6th, he was born. Fast forward, like you were saying, a few months later, August, right before I turned 40, I bought 5 in one day. The notary, she came to our house and she was like, I've never seen this before in all my years of doing this. five in one day from one person,
And it's really humorous. I'm just thinking here, the juxtaposition, an IT person and a school teacher, that doesn't really seem to fit with, you always say, hey, which one of these things does not belong? That doesn't seem to fit with crazy aggressive real estate investor who buys 5 houses in a day. And on your, and that's like number two deal, effectively, because you bought the first one. And that's the power of the lifestyles education.
One, I became very comfortable in doing it. The reason why I was able to do 5 in a day, because I came very comfortable in doing it with the lifestyle system. I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell, how long did it take you to find your first house after you went to that two-day class?
It didn't take very long. Like I said, we were in a deal real quick. The very first deal we had, we got under contract, but you do the inspection and just some things that then, walk. So they teach you how to walk away for us. Like, don't just do crazy stuff. I mean, that's why I love the lifestyle system, because they teach you, all the education you need to make sure that you're making the right choice to make the right decision. So
right.
I guess, from February till April, so we were very quickly. I mean, because you got to get pre-approved and all that kind of stuff. And, just a little bit of, probably 30 days, because you think about it, it takes 30 days to close. So we probably in it within 30 days. And and then we bought the last house right before my son turned 1 year old. Mm-hmm.
That's great. So I want to really kind of highlight something. So that first house, do you remember what your cash out of pocket for that house was?
Most of the houses were, I want to say probably between 38, 40,000. Somewhere in there, maybe 36 to, somewhere between 36 and 40. So I bought all of them around 36 to 40,000.
And how much, what was the total value of that first house that you bought? Do you remember?
Oh, all of them were about the same. I had about six of them all worth about 175, and then I had one. It was a little bit bigger, so it was like 190. You know,
that's, yes.
It was because it was in the package with the five. I just took it, but all of them around like 170, 175. Yeah.
Okay, so I wanted to highlight that because you're buying a $175,000 house, but you're putting $40,000 down, not $175,000, which is what you would have done under the Dave Ramsey program,
and that's where you get your cash flow. Correct. And the funny thing about that, I want to mention, if I would have waited and bought like one, you know, paid it off, bought another one, I would have been in a position where I probably would have got some good deals on the first few years, maybe 5 years, but now you can't really buy a house for that, you know, especially in this area. So that plan probably wouldn't have worked anyway.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And the beauty of Lifestyles is we teach you to live where you want and invest where you need. And so you can invest wherever you need to. One of my teammates here, he bought a house in Texas City, which is literally, I don't think it's an hour away from our office. And okay. Because of technology, yeah. The realtor walked through with a phone, and he bought the house. And he went out there maybe one or two times. So you're able to invest where you need to. So you got that first house. Were you concerned about that? Were you fearful? What were your feelings as you did that? I mean, because a lot of people listening are thinking, real estate is something I can't do. I don't have the education. I don't know what I'm doing. Maybe I'm a school teacher. Maybe an IT person. I'm not a single-family rental person.
Correct. So basically, that first house, you know, we had the inspection. You know, I'm like, you know, we're driving to the property, like, you know, talking to the inspector and, like, walking us around. And, you know, we're a little nervous. And but like I say, we looked at the, you know, information and everything looked good. And, you know, the numbers were right. And so, you know, it was perfect. But here's the key thing. By the time we did the five in one day, it was like 30 minutes away. I didn't go to those houses. I talked to the inspector and, you know, did it virtually. Just over the phone. I never, matter of fact, one of my houses, I didn't even see this 3 years later.
That is amazing. That's amazing. And that's the beauty. We have people in California that buy houses in Texas and never actually see the houses physically in person. And also, of course, one of the beauties is you're using Lifestyles Realtors. So there's also a high degree of comfort in that, knowing that you have someone that is representing you as you go into the investment, in addition to your inspectors and all the other things we teach you about that. We're coming up to the break again. We're talking to Adrian Johnson, Teacher of the Year last year. I like to say that. That's awesome. Who retired his wife in just about a year after joining Lifestyles Unlimited. Stay with us for the rest of the show.
The effects of what happened in 2008 and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now, real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them. And that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you, and creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Hey, this is David Ruzicka with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Glad to be with you working on your financial freedom. I do want to remind you and invite you, we are having the largest in-person gathering of successful real estate investors in the world. It's coming up Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th. just that's just in about a month, and it's going to be at the Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas. Great place to go. And here's the thing. I want to give you a free ticket. If you'll go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com, I'm going to repeat that, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com, all you got to do is write my name, David, all caps, and you'll get a free $97 general admission pass. So love to have you be part of that. It's a great opportunity to network, to learn. We have a lot of breakout sessions, and I will also be doing the free workshop there as well, live and in person. And like I said, you can go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com and attend the free workshop right now. Not right this moment, but over the next week, we have a couple of those going on. I'm talking with Adrian Johnson, Teacher of the Year last year. And, you know, one of the things that real estate provides you, and I hear this over and over and over again, people who decided to invest in real estate, they have this big cushion of security, the kind of thing that Dave Ramsey talks about, but you actually have with real estate because you have cash flow. And then something happens in their life and they're not worried anymore. And Adrian, so this last year with COVID, your wife, she had the kids and she was going to go back to work for just a little bit. And then what happened there?
So basically, here's the thing. This is we looked at our income. And it basically had, I mean, our net worth, it had doubled, I think, at that time we were talking. And so a little over double. And I was like, listen, this works. We need to do this full time. You know, I need to, you know, invest this, do this like a job. So,
right.
And really, because if we were doing it, I had a property manager, so I didn't really have any, other than buying the property, you know what I'm saying? I didn't really have to do anything. So, because they took care of everything. And so, I was like, we need to do this full time. So basically, I was like, look, you go back to work. I'll come out, and I'll do this full time, and we'll both be, you know, free, you know, in a matter of just
right.
probably a few years. And so COVID hit, and so she lost her job. And so I was like, well, let me just work another year, and because, you know, it's hard to try to quit in the middle of the year. So I was like, well, let me just work another year, and then, you know, we'll set it up that way. So I end up retiring or quitting this year. So basically, I worked that year, and this year I decided to resign to go real estate full time. So, but
during COVID, when your wife lost her job, were you worried? Were you concerned?
Oh man, let me tell you, I was so free. Listen, I was so, you know what I'm saying? Just I woke up one day so grateful that I started buying. I had some people that I was, some relatives. I started buying stuff. Now, she lost her job. I'm, you know, just my income, you know, other than the real estate. And
right.
I started buying stuff. And then she turns around and she starts buying. She like, has like maybe six sisters or so and, you know, her family. And she's buying, fry cookers or something? Air fryers. She's like, she's buying everybody's stuff. So, you know, it's like, and you know what I'm saying? We even gave a lot, you know, over that year. And it's so amazing that because I wasn't worried about her going back to work, you know, I didn't pressure her. I mean, it was freeing, you know, and so it was
because you had the security of the cash flow from your houses.
Correct. Just security of, you know, having money in the bank. And, you know, I was so thankful because I know a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, that wasn't the case. And I just can't express, you know, that feeling of gratitude, man. I'm almost, you know, tearing up because, you know, I mean, I'm just amazed, you know, that of just, it could have been different. It could have went a totally different way, you know.
Yeah, because just a year or two before, you're sitting with two houses 100% paid for, and one of those is a rent house, and that's all your cash flow, and all your money's tied up. And that would have been a very insecure place to be compared to where you are now, and as you went through COVID.
Correct. You know, because, I mean, the only money we had, other than the little cash flow from that house, was what we could save, you know? And so we were good at, you know, saving. But, I mean, you know, when you're thinking about when you're trying to save and just that you have to deny certain things, you know? And, I mean, I was driving with a 21-year-old truck and, you know, and 17-year-old car and, you know, it's just and it's just hard to you can't really enjoy life as much as you would like to.
You know? Right. Right. Well, that is such a great testimony to the power of real estate, especially over the last year, as many people were worried about their jobs, lost their jobs, struggled to make ends meet during, you know, really the worst financial catastrophe probably in our lifetime, I would think. And that's why it's so important to have a plan that works. And that's what Lifestyles does, is we give that plan to people. We give people a map to financial freedom. And I want to know, I just want to understand. So you're awarded Teacher of the Year. Actually, one of our multifamily mentors out of Dallas, his wife did the same thing. She got Teacher of the Year and then she quit. And she actually quit the day she got the award. So tell us about that experience, because you've done this real estate investing. You're a school teacher. You're not a real estate investor, but you are. But I mean, it doesn't go together. And you walk in and say, hey, by the way, thanks for the award. How did that play out?
So, well, since you asked me, basically, I was Teacher of the Month in November, and that's out of 4,000 teachers. The superintendent came and gave me an award.
Wow.
And so then 2 months later, I'm Teacher of the Year at my school. And so, you know, and then a few months later, I'm out of 78 schools, they pick like the top one high school, middle school, and elementary school, and then they do like 12 special recognition teachers. I was special recognized, you know, out of the 12, I was one of the special recognized teachers. So it was an amazing year, you know. It had so many things going on with my students. And, you know, and so to go from all that accomplishment and trying to then to walk away, you know, I went out with a bang. You know what I mean? Like, people were surprised. But I didn't tell anyone until, you know, the you know, school was out, you know.
Right.
And so they were shocked. They couldn't believe it, you know, and they was like, what are you going to be doing? So, like I said, I didn't really share a lot of what I was doing with people. And so, you know, I just kind of just, you know, I said, you'll see you shortly. And so I can't wait. I was excited about this radio interview because, you know, I want them to be able to see that. Listen, you know, I want to reach back. You know, look, well, let me tell a quick little story. I saw Dave at Expo. He was on the elevator. And him and
Dave Fisher.
Dale.
Oh, Dale. Dale Walmsley. Dale. Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh my gosh, Dale. I'm like, I really appreciate you. You know, you changed my life, and I mean, so many amazing things have happened because of, you know, you giving back. And I just, you know, and I didn't ask him. I wanted to, you know, it's an awkward moment because, you know, he's like a guy in the elevator. Who are you? You know. but I wanted to just ask him, like, you know, why. Why, you know, are you giving your life to this? You know, but then, as I'm speaking to you now, I can understand, because I want to be able to reach back to, you know, my teacher friends. I have some amazing teacher friends, you know, and it's amazing teachers. And, you know, they would love to probably be able to stay in the profession. Some have to maybe leave because of income. Like I was telling you about the insurance issue. You know, it's okay by yourself, but if you have a family, it's hard, you know, sometimes.
So absolutely.
I'll just be able to show them that there's a way to live the life you want to live, you know, and it's available and it's possible to you. So I want to be just like that, so where I can reach back and help people just like people have reached back, you know, to help me.
That is perfect, you know? Adrian. That is perfect. Hey, hang on with us through the break. We're talking to Adrian Johnson, school teacher of the year last year, and tripled his net worth after joining Lifestyles Unlimited. Glad to be with you as we work on your financial freedom.
Dell Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is, you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. politicians, and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Glad to be with you. David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're working on your financial freedom. We're talking to Adrian Johnson, guy who was Teacher of the Year last year, and then because of real estate, he retired, has tripled his net worth since joining Lifestyles Unlimited, and replaced his income with cash flow from single-family houses. And what he shared right before the break was going through COVID last year, his wife lost her job, and so they weren't worried about what's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen next year? What are we going to do? How are we going to get by from month to month? Because they had all this cash flow from single family houses. And like I said, you're talking about an IT person and a school teacher. Doesn't seem to go together with real estate mogul, but they're kind of real estate moguls. And that's what Lifestyles Unlimited does, is we teach you how to do that investing. And, you know, one of the things about Adrian, what I liked what you said is, obviously, Teacher of the Year, you're a big deal. You're obviously really impacting kids. You're influencing kids for good. And you left that, and yet you are still influencing people for good, because you're telling your story right now and teaching people something that you don't learn in school, which is how to achieve financial freedom. And so really thankful that you are here talking with us today. And I want to talk about the Wealth and Passive Income Expo for just a minute. That's coming up Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th. And so you've gone to that for the last couple of years. Oh. Tell us about your experience with that. Let me repeat what it is for folks. It is the largest in-person gathering of successful real estate investors in the world. It's going to be September 3rd and 4th at the Irving Convention Center in Las Colinas. Now, with all that information, go ahead and tell us about your experience, besides meeting Dale Walmsley and telling him thanks for giving back so that you could find financial freedom.
Can't top that, right?
But absolutely.
Yeah, well, you know, I went, I've probably been about three, I think we were going that fourth time. I think COVID hit, so it kind of canceled that. But, we went that, but, you know, that first time I went, now you got to keep in mind, you know, I hadn't bought all the houses or anything. I'm just getting started trying to put the pieces to the puzzle together. And so, you know, they had one class where it was like how to buy 10 houses in 1 year. And it's like, okay, yes, attending that, you know. And then I forgot David Fisher's class, but I know he had Steve Zesserman. I hate to say his name.
Steve Zesserman.
Uh-huh. And so, I mean, he had such a powerful story that, I mean, you know, out of it was so many amazing things there, but that just stuck with me, you know, how you know, he was talking to a friend and sitting in the car talking to a friend, and how they were explaining to him how he had some, you know, cash flow, and, you know, how he just was like, man, I can't believe this, you know, it could be me, you know, it's just so many things going on that's wrong in his life. And, you know, and I've just watched him over the last few years of knowing him, just seeing so many amazing things happening to him. And so it was just a powerful story, especially being around. And here's the thing. You're around people that are doing the same thing, making moves just like your move. And so, you know, 4 years later, I'm looking at these people and I'm looking at the goals we're talking about. And then I'm looking at the goals that have come to pass that we talked about years before. And it's just amazing to be around like-minded people that actually want you to succeed and want to, you know what I'm saying, you want them to succeed. And then to be able to sit on the other end, if you think about a year, two, 3 years later, you've done, you know, some amazing thing. And so, I mean, my story, you may think, oh, man, you know, he's done well. But I'm telling you, this is like times, you know, 1,000, you know, because it's like so many people are doing amazing things in this group. And that's the one thing about it. I've been in other investment groups. I wasted over $150,000 in the wrong group, you know, and it kind of gave me a bitter taste. But I'm telling you, this group you know, I wouldn't be on the radio, you know, doing this interview if I didn't believe in you guys. But, you know, and you guys have, you have something amazing. And so that's why I don't mind sharing. Everybody that I share this with, they, you know, probably are skeptical, but they always come back every time and tell me how amazed. So, you know, so Expo, it's just one
of the Wait, hold on. I want to interrupt you for just a second, because you said something really powerful, and that is surrounding yourself with successful, like-minded people. And that's part of the power of Lifestyles. And what you just said is you hear story after story. That's one of the things Expo does, is it really motivates you and educates you to move forward fast. And Steve Zesserman, it really ties in with Steve Zesserman, because he was a symphony bassist in the symphony playing the bass. And I thought those guys were rich. He was making $27,000 a year for 27 years. $27,000 a year for 27 years. And he said, and he's surrounded by millionaires, because millionaires love to go to the symphony. And he would ask them, how do I get where you are? And he said, they would look at him like a sad little puppy and say, sorry, you're never going to get there. And then he heard about Lifestyles Unlimited, and he joined, and he retired himself. He turned that $27,000 a year into over $44,000 a year pretty quickly, replaced his symphony income so that he could live the lifestyle he wanted to and enjoy doing the things he loves to do. And it was because he was surrounded by people who said, hey, look, we will show you the map. We're not like the folks around the symphony who say, oh, it's so sad, you'll never get here. No, we're going to tell you how to get here. We're going to show you the way. And it's step by step by step. And that's what he did. And I want to encourage people also, you can actually hear his story. I interviewed him sometime in the last 6 months. If you go to our website, lifestylesunlimited.com, and go to the radio show and previous radio shows, just click on my name and you'll see him. You just scroll down through all the interviews and you'll see him there. So I wanted to second what you just said, because successful, like-minded people is what made the difference for Steve in being successful.
Correct.
He and his fiance now own well over $1 million worth of real estate, which, and she is also in the symphony, another kind of symphony and real estate don't really go together. And yet here they are with over $1 million worth of real estate. So that's good. So go ahead. You're going to say something about Expo. Oh, I wanted to make sure and make that point there.
Okay. And, well, you know, the thing is, it's like I talk to different people. You know, you go to the dealership or something like that, maybe getting service on your car or something, and I'll be having a conversation, and everybody, you're talking. Then as soon as the career comes up, oh, I'm a teacher. Sometimes it's like, oh, you know, it's like I get those, you know, not knowing that I'm invested in real estate, but it's just amazing how some people will treat you. And so, but Lifestyles, it's like the people, especially at Expo, because I want to bring out that, you know, at Expo, you get a chance to see the people that you may see on Facebook or something like that, but they'll, from other areas of the country, they'll be at Expo. And so, you know, you get a chance to hang out with them, and, you know, and they're doing, you know, the same things. And it's not like, you know, I'm telling them I'm a teacher. They're like, oh, it's like, oh, you're a teacher? Hey, let's, you know what I'm saying? What else, you know what I'm saying, you're doing in real estate? They're excited. They want to talk to you. They want to help you. And so that's, you know, the thing about Expo, and listen, I went that first year, and then the next year, I went, it got better. And then the next year, I went, I'm like, this thing is amazing. I mean, they keep, like, topping the last year, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm very excited about this year, because they're doing some other new things that, like I say, they always try to bring it up, to just bring it just that much better the next year. So we have some amazing people on this team. So I'm excited.
That's good.
I'm excited about Expo.
That is good. So, folks, if you go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com, I will give you a free ticket. You just put my name, all caps, David. It's real simple. David. Don't have to put my last name. Too hard to spell. And you'll get it's the $97 for the general admission ticket, and you can get a free one. We have just about 2 minutes left, about a minute and a half. Briefly tell us about your next step. Now you're wanting to move into multifamily. You're selling off your houses. What is your plan there?
Yeah, I'm selling. So basically what we're going to do, we're going to sell some houses, raise some capital, and we're going to do some multifamily investing. And so we're just going to try to stay in the area. My goal ultimately, I want is to, you know, maybe do my own deal in the next 6 months. And so hopefully, you know, we can find something, you know, and secure it. So that's what I'm So that's what we're the challenge, I guess, for the next 6 months is. So, but yeah, we're excited. We're excited about that. And, you know, I just want to encourage, you know, anyone that may be on the fence, you know, maybe.
The free workshop?
Or the case studies. I mean, that's, you know, you could check those out and check out some of the previous ones online. So, you know, I just want to say, hey, check those out because, I mean, you know, I know you could be skeptical because, like I say, I was. You don't know. And you don't know me, you don't know maybe lifestyles, but, you know, I'm sitting here, you know, I'm a real person. And so I just, you know, want you to really just, you know, hey, check it out. If nothing, just check it out. And so it's changed our life the last 4 years. Like I say, we've, you know, went from 350K to 1.1 million, you know. And so
that is so great.
Tripping on that is great.
Well, Adrian, thanks so much for continuing to give back. Great to have you here today. Folks, we are working on your financial freedom. Go ahead and go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Sign up for one of the free workshops. Thanks for being with us. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.